Hey, what's up? It's your boy, Skinny Penis. Hey guys. I sound like dog shit right now. I did a lot of recording yesterday and I've been guzzling tea. But my voice has not quite recovered, but that's okay because we're just gonna force it, okay? We're just gonna record today anyway because I have my whole, guys, I have, you can't see it, but I have a to-do list, okay, for the long weekend, and I'm already probably not going to complete my to-do list because I had some unforeseen, well, actually they were seen, but I had something come up, okay? And now I have to do something on one of my days in my long weekend. I have to go buy a stove. A stove, you guys. I have to buy a stove. How fun is that? It's not, if you're wondering. It's not fun. I'm not excited about it, but I'm kind of excited about it. Anyway, as of right now, I only have. Wait. Actually, I haven't checked off something. Oh my God, you guys get to be with me when I check off something from my list. Let's see. Oh, I just closed my pen. Okay, I got to close off two things. I keep showing it like to my microphone, like my microphone's a camera. It's not a camera. Obviously. Now I have 4 out of 10 done. Oh, that's exciting. Let's see how many I can get done today. yeah, I have to go buy a stove, and I kind of want to buy a microwave while I'm out there. So, at my house, we had this old microwave, but it was like a wall-mounted microwave, but it was probably 10 years old. I don't know. It was a really good one. But it died. Like, this was like 8 years ago, maybe 7 years ago. It was a while. And I've never replaced it because I read that, like, with wall-mounted ones, like, there was a new way that they vented them and, like, it had to have an outside source, and we don't have an outside source. And so I was like, well, how am I supposed to do it? And I never looked into it. So I've had one on my countertop for like 7 years. And I'm surprised because it was like a $30 microwave and it's still kicking. I don't know how that happened, but it's still going. But I'm like, give me my counter back. I want my counter space back. I hate not having counter space. I hate having you in the corner taking up room when you could just be chilling above my stove. Like, yeah. So I'm buying that too. But microwaves are expensive, y'all. Like, I didn't know that. Microwaves are like $300. Hello? I did find a cheap one, and I'm probably gonna go with the cheap one because I'm a cheap ass, but like, hello, like $300? What's up? What's up with that? Like, the one I found was like 200, but still, it's better than three. Like, goodness gravy. And then I have to get my stove because my stove stopped working. So, yay. I could probably get it fixed, but like, I didn't spend that much money on my stove. Like, I bought my stove like 5 years ago and I didn't spend that much money on it. I kind of cheaped out for it. And so I'm like, okay, am I really gonna spend $200? I'm guessing, I don't know how much, having someone come and fix the burner on my oven, or am I just gonna buy a new one? I think I'm gonna buy a new one and not cheap out and buy the cheapest one, like I'm doing with my microwave. Hi, this is Lupin's retail talk. How you doing? I'm having to spend money. I don't like spending money, if you can tell, because I'm like chewing my face off about the idea of spending it. I don't like doing it. But I need to have my stuff. I do. I cannot not have an oven anymore. I'm dying. I am dying without my oven. So, your girl's gotta do it. And there's good sales for Labor Day, you know? You know? Like, Janice. I can't even try to do the voice, guys. Oh no, the only voice I can somewhat do, and I can't do it right now because of my damn throat. Don't mind me just, like, drinking tea constantly throughout this, but my throat is fucked, you guys. And not in the good way, but a bump. Anyway. So, as you guys can tell, I have lots of things on my to-do list this weekend. I'm trying to make the best of a long weekend and trying to get stuff done. Again, like I said, I'm not probably going to get all of it done since I had some unexpected stuff pop up, but I should be able to get quite a bit done, which is awesome because I got a few commissions out of the way, so I'm very slowly making my way back to being able to open commissions. Maybe one day, eventually, someday, in the great wide yonder, maybe I'll open them again. Which would be awesome, because apparently now I gotta make up money to buy the stove. And then also, I'm really wanting to get a new microphone, so that would be awesome. I'm kind of waiting, maybe next Patreon, maybe if I hit 50, maybe if I hit 50 patrons, maybe that'll be my gift to myself, is getting a new microphone. I don't know. But, yeah, and then I've been doing a lot of YouTube videos. That's been really fun. I've been enjoying that. I don't know. I've been really enjoying that. So that's been cool. I've got one or two more. God, I probably sound disgusting. I'm so sorry. I've got one or two more that I'm working on. I've got scripts for audio is almost done. Hello, who is texting me? Excuse me, don't you know that I am a very important person? I'm recording right now. God, I hate myself. Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Smiley face. Anywho. Shit. I almost clicked off of botched surgeries, which is totally not my guilty pleasure subreddit. Yeah, I totally love that subreddit. It's like, I don't know. It's, I love it. Anyway, one thing I have not been doing very much of is public GWA audios. I mean, I'm still doing them, obviously, but I just feel like I haven't done many this month. I don't know. Maybe I'm just projecting because I've been doing so many other things, but, like, let's see. Yeah, that's YouTube. There's one, two, three. A collab, four, another collab. Okay, so I've done four. You know what? Oh, I've been beating myself up. Oh, that actually makes me feel better. I've been beating myself up because I feel like I haven't been posting that much to GWA, but I've done four GWA posts, two collabs, and a Pillow Talk audio, as well as my YouTube stuff. Okay, I feel better now. I felt like I've been, like, being a horrible person and not uploading, because I feel like I'm missing weeks, but then again, I guess sometimes I post twice a week, or I don't know. Anyway, don't mind me going crazy. I seriously have been sitting here feeling, like, horrible, because I want to branch out in so many different directions, and I feel like I'm not paying attention to GWA, but, I mean, obviously, I guess I still am. Because in the last month, I've done one a week, you know, average. Goodness gravy, guys. Aren't you excited you can go on this trip with me in my brain about how fucking crazy I am? Because, yeah, I'm pretty fucking crazy. Hello. I don't even know what I'm thinking about. If you're a $5 and up patron, make sure. I was trying to say remember and make sure. Make sure that you are doing the, you're submitting ideas to the suggestion poll thing, that I put out today. It's going to be up for about a week, I think, a weekish. So definitely make sure that you put that out. And then in around a week, because I've only gotten a couple of responses so far. So definitely make sure that you submit, because once you do that, like in a week or so, then we put the poll out again, and then I can start submitting audios. So yay. that'll be fun. So definitely do that. Nah. Anyway. I don't really have anything else. Things have been crazy. I'm almost at 1,000 YouTube subs. I know that's kind of silly, but like on YouTube, that's kind of the bar that they set for a lot of their things, which I don't really care about those little things, but because of those, like, I really want to hit that bar, you know, like I want to be the very best that no one ever was. No, I really want to hit that bar because that's what they keep saying, like, oh, you're not at 1,000 people. Yada, yada, yada. And it's like, God. Also, oh, sorry. Also, have you guys seen, this is kind of like a random ass drama, but it's kind of interesting to me. Have you guys seen, if you're into ASMR, have you seen GB? She's really popular, of course, so I'm sure you guys have heard of her. But she like put out a app for ASMR, and I thought it was a cool idea. It's a subscription app, so it's like $10 a month. But the way they phrase it is, you know, it's $10 a month, and you're getting, you know, content from, I think she said, 25 creators. They'll still post to YouTube and everything, but you're getting content and you don't have to deal with ads and stuff like that. But it's a monthly, you know, subscription. And I thought, you know, it's not something I personally would spend my money on because I have YouTube Red. so I don't have to worry about ads, but, it's not something I personally would, spend my money on, even if I didn't have a YouTube Red, I don't think. But, I didn't think it was abhorrent, you know, I didn't think it was a bad deal. You know, support your creators. She's paying, or they're paying, I don't know who owns the app, but like they're paying the people who are submitting. I don't know. It's just the way the reaction was in her comments. And maybe it's just because of my position. You know, maybe you guys don't agree with it, or, you know, agree with it too, because you're in the kind of the same position as me, except reverse. You know, obviously you support creators because you're supporting me. Thanks. Hey. so maybe you agree and maybe you don't think it's that crazy to have a platform that's, you know, subscription based and $10 a month. But the way that people reacted to it, it was weird. I don't know. For me personally, I was just really surprised. And maybe she has a younger audience or something. Maybe, I'm not really familiar with her fan base, so I don't know. But yeah, I was just super surprised by all the harsh criticism. So I was like, huh, maybe I don't know. Maybe I'm not so familiar. I don't know. I do know something, though. I should probably end this here. And if I'm going to get any other audios done today, because my voice, I can already feel it cracking in different parts. And that vocal fry is back. When is my vocal fry ever gone? Come on. But I'm having a harder time pinning it back right now. My SO this morning when I woke up, it was really bad. And I've been chugging tea today, trying to kind of fix it. And my SO was like, what did he say? Now I forgot. As I'm talking, I forgot what he said. This is my life. But basically he was just saying like, Jesus, you sound like a vocal fry and a half. Like, you can't, you just sound like a garbage disposal at this moment. Like, oh no, which is true. But like, usually I can pin it back sometimes. Like that's something I'm trying to train myself to do, is not talk with a vocal fry sometimes, because, you know, I just think me personally in voice acting, I really admire people who have very clear voices, and I don't have that. I have a very distinct vocal fry, just naturally. It's not something it's not an affect or anything I put on. It's just naturally I have a vocal fry, and I'm trying to train myself to, at times, put it away. Put it away so I can have more range in my audios, but it's hard. It's very hard, and right now, there's not a chance in hell that I could ever put it away, because it is stuck. Let's try. hi, my name's Tony. Yeah, see, no, it's not going anywhere. It is not going anywhere. It was so in the background there. Anyway, I am rambling. I love you guys. Mwah. I hope you have a wonderful day. I hope you have a great week, a great Labor Day if you are in America or other places, because apparently Canada takes place in Labor Day too. Celebrates, that's the word I'm looking for. I didn't know that. That was surprising. My best friend is in Canada and he was like, yeah, we have labor. Of course we do. I'm like, oh, sorry. Anyway, okay. I am obviously very hyper. I need to go. I need to cut myself off here. So, bye guys. You are the best.